A row has erupted between Causeway Coast and Glen's councillors. It's over a bid to rename the Roe Valley Arts Centre in Limavady. Unionist councillors voted in favour of renaming it the Alexander Memorial Arts Centre at a committee meeting yesterday. It will now go before the full council. We can speak now to Ulster Unionist councillor Aaron Callan, who proposed the motion, and SDLP councillor Jerry Mullen, who is opposed to it. First of all, Councillor Callan, if I could begin with yourself, why do you want to change the name now?
Good afternoon, Eve. The name has historical significance in the Limavady area. The building previously had been Alexander Memorial Hall for well over 100 years. It was well used by both sides of the community. And when the new building came about, the name wasn't even on the agenda. And I had been approached by a great number of people saying it was a great shame the name wasn't retained. It was named after Samuel Maxwell Alexander, a local figure who was heavily involved in a number of projects, including the building of the original town hall, including the building of a school, of a factory. So he was a well notable figure, someone who was quoted as being popular, liberal minded, affable, strong, full of strong sense, generous and equal to all creeds and politics. So I think this is a positive story, and I think it's about tapping into that cultural and heritage that we have that we can promote, particularly to tourists.
Okay, so Councillor Mullen, you know, a positive story here?
Thanks, Eve. Absolutely not. I'm in politics now for quite some time, almost 20 years, and I'm quite good at smelling a political rat, you know, when it's dangled below my nose. And this is exactly what this is. This is nothing about promoting the culture or tourist attractions in this area. It's a political stunt and needs to be regarded as simply as that. This art centre has been in existence now for over 5 years, and the staff have worked incredibly hard to build up its reputation as a quality, inclusive, accessible art centre and a visitor destination. And, you know, thanks to the programming, which has been very, very well done by the staff, and they work incredibly hard there, and this now is a very, very damaging, idea to try and to change the name at this stage, which will incur a hell of a lot of cost and be very damaging to the audience participation and everything else that goes on there.
So, Councillor Callan, you've heard there Jerry Mullen say this is a political stunt, is it?
It is not. This has been something I've been working on for a number of months behind the scenes. It's something that I was approached by constituents who felt that it was a loss of Limavady's heritage, the fact that it wasn't retained and carried on. I would disagree with Elder Mamon's point that it's going to damage the programming or the welcoming of the centre. I think it enhances it.
How much will it cost?
We were given a figure of £12,000. That, at this point, is only an estimate. We were originally told a much smaller figure. But I would say that we should not shy away from investing in our culture or heritage or history.
So not to shy away, but do you believe that's good value for money, good use of the public money, £12,000 here?
As I say, I think that it's an estimate at this time, and we need to drill down that figure.
But is that good use of public money, do you think?
Well, I would say it's an investment that would improve and viable as we aim to increase tourist numbers over the coming years.
But is this going to increase tourist numbers by changing the name from Roe Valley Arts to the new name that you want?
Well, I've got to say that I've been in the centre a number of times where people have asked who's Alexander, and there's a fascination with our local heritage and our local history. It's one of the biggest driving factors within tourism itself. If you look at the UK tourism tech, which is over 100 billion, nearly 30 billion of that is driven by heritage and cultural tourism. And we had a presentation last night at the committee from the National Trust who were wanting to do a project around this very type of subject. They wanted to renovate a building up in Cushendun around the story of a person who owned it and the story associated with the village. So we shouldn't shy away from investing in our culture and heritage, and I think this would prove to be increasing the success of the centre by adding another dimension to it that would intrigue tourists in particular. And along with my proposal was also looking at there's a portrait of Alexander that was gifted to the town, which is part of the project as well, and I wanted to see that in the long term as part of the project to restore that to its former glory and to have that in the centre as well, along with an information board.
Mm-hmm. So Councillor Mullen, sorry for cutting across you there, Aaron Callan, but Councillor Mullen, valid points being made there.
Eve. I have never listened to so much utter claptrap in my life. I mean, Councillor Callan has brought this notice of motion to council. He hadn't the courtesy to call in and even speak to the staff in the centre what their ideas were or what they thought of his idea. It's a harebrained idea. It's going to cost a lot of money to do. And I think if he was on the social media this morning, he will see that it is absolutely heaving with comments expressing the revulsion at the whole idea of wasting ratepayers' money on this crazy idea, on this scheme. If it walks up three doors up, you have the courthouse closing, you have 20,000 people in this borough who cannot afford to pay their rates, 216 of them are premises and businesses in this town who can't afford to pay the rates. And to read in the papers and social media this morning that Councillor Callan and his colleagues, and I mean, I did say at the start that it was a carefully contrived notice of motion idea brought for council. And I do notice that, you know, he has his colleagues, he brought it across as a joint notice of motion with him and Councillor Boyd Douglas and Councillor Wilson. But, you know, they very cleverly left Councillor William McCandless out of the frame because he's a candidate who will be running this.
Well, we can't speak for Councillor McCandless, is actually not here. But Councillor Callan, if we could just finish with yourself. I mean, if you'd like to, you know, reply to those comments, that really this is just a harebrained idea.
I've got to disagree. The name was there. Alexander Memorial Hall was there for well over 100 years. It's well known in the area, and the name Alexander is also the name of a local road. It's the name of a local B&B. So it's a well-known name and also has history attached to Road Park Resort. It's not a harebrained scheme, okay. And I disagree with Alderman Mullen's comments, and I have been in the
there at this point. I would have to advise Councillor Callan that if he was serious about promoting tourism and in this area, there are other names which are world-renowned, such as Danny Boy, which would have been sang and recorded by every film star. And
we also have William Bradley.
Gentlemen, I apologise, but we're going to have to actually leave it there. But for now, thank you very much for joining us. Councillor Jerry Mullen from the SDLP and Ulster Unionist Councillor Aaron Callan. Thank you both very much.